Hey listeners, Movie Miss here. Wanted to let you know that what you're about to hear is about a 4.5 minute clip from the opening of our very first Patreon-only exclusive episode. It's a commentary episode with Drive-In Dave and myself on the Christmas movie Jaws the Revenge. If you would like to hear the full episode, you'll need to hop on over to patreon.com/letstalkturkeys and subscribe, and you will get everything from our entire back catalog as well as brand new episodes only on the Patreon, including this Jaws the Revenge commentary. So without further ado, please enjoy this little sneak peek at our Patreon, Jaws the Revenge.
Two kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Let's Talk Turkeys. I'm your host, Movie Miss, and I'm being joined by my co-host, Drive-In Dave. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm feeling silly, so this is going to be interesting today.
Well, we picked a good one to be silly with. This is going to be our first exclusive Patreon-only episode because, everybody, we are on Patreon now. If you want to hop on over, we're patreon.com/letstalkturkeys, all one word, where we have all of season one, all of season two, all of the back catalog, everything with Nikki Flicks, Drive-In Dave before he was co-host. He guest spot on a few episodes. Those are in there. So our whole back catalog. And then now exclusive Patreon only content, including this commentary on what movie are we doing today, Dave?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, let me direct you to the center stage where we are about to present to you the 1987 crappy Christmas classic, the sequel with no equal, the movie not to be confused with Hoagie's Heroes. We give you Jaws the Revenge.
The show we never knew we needed. That is amazing. What a fantastic intro. And you pointed something out. I always argue this with people, is that Jaws the Revenge is indeed a Christmas movie. Because if Die Hard's a Christmas movie, so is Jaws the Revenge, y'all.
I have a theory on Christmas movies. I love how you went to Die Hard because there's so big an argument over Die Hard being a Christmas movie. If the movie takes place on Christmas, it is a Christmas movie. Two, if you can consider It's a Wonderful Life a Christmas movie, which like 30 minutes, if that, of the movie actually happens on Christmas, then anything that has Christmas in it is considered a Christmas movie.
Now, that is how I consider this, because we get a full Christmas opening. We get the Christmas that they celebrate when they're in the Bahamas. Full sections of Christmas. So, yes, this totally is a Christmas movie.
It is. You cannot deny it. If you deny it, then you are wrong and you should be ashamed of yourself.
So real quick, before we hit play on this commentary episode that y'all can hit play and follow along with us, we have paused it right when, at the beginning, the words pop up, a Joseph Sargent film. So if you want to pause it there and get ready, you can watch it along with us. But before we start, I just want to mention, like you said, 1987, several differences between this and the novelization. The novelization, which I've read, has a voodoo subplot, which is why the shark comes after the Brodies in the Bahamas, because Mike is doing his stuff with snails and biology and I don't know what, and he pisses off a witch doctor in the islands there, a voodoo priest of some kind. And I want to say it's like Papa Jacques is his name. And he puts this, you know, voodoo thing on a shark for it to come kill people because he can't take it. He can't take the Brodies. That's the revenge sort of aspect, is the shark because of the voodoo guy getting revenge on the Brodies. None of that makes it into the film because that was an early, early idea of the script, not even a draft of the script, just an idea. And I'm kind of glad it didn't make it into the movie, to be honest.
It would make an interesting movie, like a bad sci-fi, you know, TV movie or something. I wouldn't mind seeing that. But no, I like the fact that what makes this movie so great is how stupid it is. And the fact that this shark is like related to the other sharks, apparently, or best friends. I have no idea. Like, I don't know, maybe they had poker nights or something. And he's like missing his buddies now. It's like purposely seeking out the family is batshit crazy and makes it so much fun to watch.
All right, let's jump in and hit play, and then we can just jabber on about everything as we go. So everybody, all right. Like I said, we've got it paused at a Joseph Sargent film. So if everyone wants to hit play in 3, 2, 1, go. If you want to hear how the rest of the episode plays out once we've hit that play button, hop on over to patreon.com/letstalkturkeys, all one word, and you can finish this episode. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.